哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
And good evening. Hallelujah to all the brothers and sisters.
好，我们在这里一同来聚集，在圣经当中做学习、做查考。
And we are gathering here and study the Bible together.
也愿主耶稣赐给我们智慧，能够在所信的道上不断的长进。
And may Lord Jesus Christ grant us wisdom, so we may continue to grow in the truth that we learn.
在我们每天努力的过程当中，能够更明白主对我们的心意。
And in every day, as we live, that we can come to understand the will of God.
今天晚上我们一起来看马太福音的第三章。
And tonight we'll be studying Matthew chapter 3.
我们请翻到马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 3.
第三章的第一节
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，第二节
Verse 2.
天国近了，你们应当悔改，第三节
Verse 3.
这人就是先知以赛亚所说的，他说在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直主的路，第四节
Verse 4.
这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。第五节。
Five.
那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带的人都出去到约翰那里。第六节。
Verse six.
承认他们的罪，在约旦河受他的洗。在这里呢，是记载到施洗约翰出来工作的开端。
And here is this recording of the beginning when John the Baptist, he came out and worked.
施洗约翰是圣经当中所记载一位非常特殊的人物。
And John the Baptist is one special character that's recorded in the Bible.
他出生在一个上流的社会。
And he was born in an upper society family.
因为他是祭司家族中的孩子。
And because he was born into a family of priests.
却为了他所侍奉的神而成为卑微。
But because of the God whom he served, he became lowly.
施洗约翰他的工作时间不长。
And John the Baptist, the duration of his work is not very long.
却在短暂的时间当中能够留下重要的一笔。
But during the short period of his servitude, he left a very important mark.
施洗约翰的工作非常的平凡。
And if John the Baptist, his work is very ordinary.
却在简单的工作当中特别蒙神的纪念。
Because even though it's an ordinary work, God remembered his work.
圣经里面有特别说到。
And the Bible recorded.
他说施洗约翰一辈子没有行过一件神迹。
That throughout John the Baptist's life, he did not perform even one miracle.
但是主耶稣却指着他说，凡妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰。
But Lord Jesus Christ said that out of the children that were born from women, no one will be greater than John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰他的侍奉人生是值得你我今天去思考的。
So the servitude of John the Baptist is something that's worthy for us to think about.
很多时候我们都喜欢看轰轰烈烈的大事。
And very often we like to see things that's dramatic or that's extraordinary.
伟大的计划，那个非常复杂、非常繁琐、投入大量人力的成果。
Like a grand plan or a sophisticated plan that needs a lot of men sources and power.
好像只有这样轰轰烈烈的工作才是神与我同在的证据。
And it seems like we need to have such a grand work as an evidence that God is abiding with us.
却忘记了说，当在山洞中，神向以利亚显现。
But then we forgot the case where when Elijah was in cave, God appeared to him.
说崩山碎石，狂风大火。
And at the time there was a great fire, and then the mountain collapsed.
在这种轰轰烈烈的自然现象中，神却不在其中啊。
Among these grand natural phenomena, God was not among these things.
所以侍奉从来不是让人看到你有多么伟大的成果。
So when it comes to servitude, it's not about letting people to see the grand the grand conclusion or of the work.
而是在简单平凡的人生当中显出莫大的价值来。
But rather is to live out its true meaning in an ordinary life.
施洗约翰没有行过神迹。
And John the Baptist had never performed any miracle.
但是却得到众人的尊重。
But he was respected by many.
施洗约翰的侍奉时间没有很长。
And John the Baptist, his time of servitude was not long.
在神的眼中却有无比的价值。
But from the sight of God, it's very precious.
哦，所以我们今天就用一点时间来看一看他所做的事跟他所说的话。
So today let's spend some time look at his work and what he said.
第二节。
First two.
第三章第二节说天国近了你们应当悔改第三节
Chapter 3, verse 2,
这人就是先知以赛亚所说在旷野有人声喊着说修直主的道、预备主的道修直他的路在这里讲说当施洗约翰一出来工作
So here is his recording when John Baptist first came out to work
他一出来就是直接宣讲说天国近了你们必须要悔改
And when he first came out he said repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand
如同预言当中所说的那一位出来的就是传扬主的信息
And just according to the prophecy the man will come out and then prophesies the word of God.
施洗约翰非常清楚自己的使命。
And John the Baptist, he knew what was his mission.
因为清楚自己的使命。
And because he knew his mission.
自然就有努力的方向。
So naturally, he have a direction to work upon.
因为努力的方向正确。
And because he works toward the right correction.
所付出的努力才有了真正的价值。
So then, the effort he put in is of great value.
所以今天侍奉神的第一个要求。
So today, when it comes to serving the Lord,
就是知道你为什么在服侍神。
We have to first know why do we serve God.
人是很善变的。
And for men, we are always changing.
人是非常健忘的。
And we are also very forgetful.
或许在一开始起初，我们很清楚自己为什么要来侍奉。
Even perhaps in the beginning, we know the reason why we are serving God.
我们有心，我们爱神，我们想要付出，我们想要回报恩典。
We have this heart, and we wanted to repay God, and we wanted to work for Him.
但是随着时间的慢慢过去。
But as time flow by,
有时候人在侍奉当中逐渐忘记了那起初的动机。
Sometimes when we in the process of serving, we forget our initial motive.
变成聚会成为一种习惯。
And then slowly coming to service becoming a habit.
侍奉成为一种压力。
And then serving God becomes a pressure.
到最后就是为了要做而做而忘记为什么来做。
And then toward the end, we do holy work for the sake of doing it, but we forget why we are doing it.
但是这里约翰告诉我们说，你要知道自己生命的价值跟使命。
But John the Baptist is telling us that we have to know the value of our life and also our mission.
如同保罗也是一样啊。
And just like Paul.
保罗非常清楚自己生命的价值。
And Paul, he knew what was the value of his life.
更知道神选召他的目的。
And he also knew why God chose him.
所以我们今天也要想一想。
So today, same way, we have to think about.
参与圣工是好事。
That when we are joining holy work, this is something good.
但是到最后失去了本心就是一个大问题了。
But then if by serving toward the end, we'll forget our initial motive, then that's a problem.
我们信仰要常常回到原点去思考。
When it comes to our journey of faith, we always have to go back to the origin and reflect.
然后一次一次的再感动自己。
And then one after another, we have to once again be moved ourselves.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节这里说，约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。第四节。
Now John, verse 4. Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist.
在这里讲到的是施洗约翰他的生活。
And now he's talking about the livelihood of John the Baptist.
一个真的工人所看的不是他所做的工作。
And a true worker of God, is not just about the work he do.
神还看他所过的生活。
And God also look at the kind of life that he live.
所以在约翰福音第二章里面告诉我们啊。
So in the book of John chapter 2, there it tells us.
说啊，有两个门徒啊，有两个门徒来跟随耶稣。
And there were two disciples following Lord Jesus.
我们来看一下哈。
Let's turn to that verse.
我们来看一下约翰福音第一章哦。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
三十五节说，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那。三十六，他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”三十七，两个门徒听见了他的话，就跟从了耶稣。我们跳三十九节。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有深圳了。我们看第四十一节。他找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”在这里的这一段记载告诉我们。
So through these recordings, it's telling us.
当有两个门徒来找到耶稣。
There were two disciples, and they found Jesus.
他们把耶稣当成一个老师。
And then they follow him like a teacher.
一个有学问的人。
Like someone who was educated.
或许是先知吧。
Perhaps they deem him as a prophet.
但是在这里说，当他们与耶稣同住了之后啊。
And he recorded after they stayed with Lord Jesus.
他们就从夫子变成弥赛亚。
And then they start addressing him as a Messiah.
对耶稣的认识就提升了。
From the teacher now changed to the Messiah, so their understanding of Lord Jesus.
在这里并没有讲到说耶稣讲了什么大道理。
In here, didn't mention Lord Jesus told them a great sermon.
也没有讲说耶稣用什么神迹来折服。
And also didn't mention that Lord Jesus performed a great miracle to convince them.
这里只有说他们与耶稣同住。
You hear just mentioned that they stayed with Lord Jesus.
所以工人的生命、工人的生活非常重要。
So the life of a holy worker is very important.
你所做的事、你所过的生活强过你所说的话。
So the way you live your life, the lifestyle that you lead is speaks louder than your speech.
这里讲说约翰是穿骆驼毛腰束皮带。
And you hear mentioned that John the Baptist, he was...
Camel hair.
He clothes himself with camel's hair and with a leather belt.
有些人说，你看约翰过得很贫穷哦。
Some people say, "Oh, see, look at this. John Baptist is living a life of poverty."
其实这两句话谈的不是他的财，谈的不是他有没有钱啊。
But then, here it's not describing whether he was wealthy or not.
谈的是他的身份。
But it's talking about his status.
骆驼毛的衣加上皮带是从以色列。那个先知的装束。
So clothing camel hair with a leather belt, this is the kind of dressing of the
从the prophet
of a prophet in Israel.
从旧约到新约，这种装饰让你一看就知道，哎，这个人不一样，这个是神人。
From the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, when you see someone dressed like this, you can see that this man is different. This is the man of God.
所以这个是神人或者是先知的装扮。
So this is the kind of dressing of the man of God or of a prophet.
使人一看就知道说这是属神的人啊。
So that when people see their attire right away, they can see that this is a man that belongs to God.
你跟我今天都需要穿上骆驼毛的衣，要腰束皮带。
And for you and me today, we also have to clothe in camel's hair with a leather belt.
用我们的生活使我们身旁每一个人都知道说你不一样，你是一个基督徒。
So through the way we live, the people around us can see that we are different, that we are a Christian.
有时候我们要传福音给朋友。
And sometimes we want to preach to our friends.
对有些人来讲啊，传福音给朋友非常容易。
And for some people, it's quite easy for them to preach to their friends.
你说啊，哎呀，信耶稣，耶稣会有恩典，耶稣帮助你。
And you preach to your friends, say, "Come and believe in Lord Jesus, then you will receive grace, and Jesus will help you."
你朋友说，对，我在你身上看到神的恩，我在你身上看到属灵的好榜样。
And then your friend will reply, "Yes, from you, I can see the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, and I can see a." good example.
啊，所以你一邀请他就来了。
So when you invite your friend, then right away they agree to come.
啊，但是对有些人来说啊，邀请认识的，尤其是家人朋友，特别困难。
But for some people, for them to invite their friends and family is something that's hard.
啊，你跟他说啊，哎呀，我是基督徒，你要来信耶稣。
And you share with them that, oh, I'm a Christian, please come and believe in Christ.
他告诉你说，哈哈哈，你是基督徒，今天是愚人节吗？
And then they laugh at you and say, oh, really, you're a Christian? Is today April Fool's?
哦，所以啊，有时候我们的生命已经决定了我们的侍奉。
So sometimes the way we live already determined the way we serve.
施洗约翰所到的地方。
And whenever John the Baptist went,
他把这个神人的形象跟他在带在他的生活当中。
And he carried this image of Son of Man with him.
那你今天你跟我也必须要这样。
Of Son of God with him. And today, you and I, we have to do the same thing.
不在于我们的穿着。
And it doesn't matter what we wear.
也不在我们的工作或在社会地位的高低。
Or it doesn't matter the status of our career.
关键在说你在别人的眼中是一个怎么样的人啊。
And most important of all is, who are we in the sight of other people?
在使徒行传，当他们要选立工人。
In the book of Acts, when it comes to choosing holy workers,
他们选立工人的第一个条件不是圣灵充满哦。
And actually, their first criteria is not the fullness of Holy Spirit.
我们常讲啊，要圣灵充满，要圣灵充满，不是吗？
We often talk about we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为真耶稣教会非常重视圣灵，常常讨论圣灵充满。
And because in true church, we often emphasize on Holy Spirit, and then one has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有没有错？
Is that wrong?
没有错。
No, that's not wrong.
但是它有一个先决条件。
But then before that, there's also a prerequisite.
使徒行传里面的第一个要求是你要有好名声啊。
And the first criteria recorded in the book of Acts is that you need to have good reputation.
先讲好名声。
And first talk about good reputation.
才来讲圣灵充满。
And then you talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
最后才谈智慧充足啊。
And then talk about being filled in this wisdom.
所以第一个就讲你的名声。
So the first is talking about reputation.
如果你这个人名声非常差，
If this person did not have a good reputation,
大家都知道啊，说谎话，贪小便宜，常骂人，脾气不好。
And people think that you're a liar, you're greedy, and you don't have a good temper, you always rebuke others.
很喜欢欺负人。
And also like to take advantage of other people.
但是你说啊，我常祷告啊，我属灵啊，我属灵生命很好，你骗人啊。
And yet you're telling people, I pray often, I spiritual cultivate myself, and then you are lying.
名声好的人不一定圣灵充满。
And but a person with good reputation, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵充满的人一定会有好名声。
But if a person is truly filled with the Holy Spirit, then he must have a good reputation.
不见得每个人都会喜欢你啊。
And perhaps you will not be liked by everyone.
世界上的怪人很多的。
Because there were a lot of peculiar people in this world.
对，你没有办法让每个人都喜欢你。
And it's true that it's impossible to let everyone like you.
可是如果你是个属灵生命很充满的人，
But if you are a person that's spiritually filled,
就算那些不喜欢你的人，
Even though you have people that dislike you,
他们也不能否定你是一个好人，
They still cannot deny the fact that you are a good man.
所以第一个要求就是你的生活要有好名声啊。
So then the first criteria is that you need to live a lifestyle in which you can obtain good reputation.
所以在这里讲说，约翰穿骆驼毛衣是要
So he recorded, John, he wear camel's hair and with a leather belt.
就是他对自己的 identity 啊，他对自己的身份非常的清楚。
And from here, he can see that he knew what was his identity.
他也不怕让人家知道他的身份。
And then he wasn't afraid to let other people to know what was his identity.
我是耶稣的门徒。
And I am the disciple of Lord Jesus Christ.
我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And I am a member of True Jesus Church.
我要一辈子走在主道上。
And then in all my life, I will walk on the path of the Lord.
而且我不怕被别人所知道。
And then I'm not afraid to let other people know about this.
我们看回来马太福音的第三章。
Let's turn back to the book of Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章第七节。
The book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 7.
第三章第七节
Chapter 3 verse 7
约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗就对他们说毒蛇的种类谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢第八节
Verse 8
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。第九
Verse 9,
不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。在这里呢，在这里有当施洗约翰在帮人洗礼的时候
When John the Baptist was baptizing people
他说啊有些法利赛许多的法利赛人跟撒都该人都来了
He saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism
我们都知道约翰他本身是祭司家庭出来的
And we know that John the Baptist he was born from a family of priests
在当时候祭司就归属在撒都该人里面
And at a time the priests they belonged to the sect of Sadducees
法利赛人跟撒都该人都是当时候地方上政治当中的有力人士啊。
And both Pharisees and Sadducees, they are very effective people in politics.
他们控制了当时候的宗教。
And they also control the religion at the time.
他们也掌握了当地的政治。
And they also have power over the politics.
他们就是所谓的上流社会高级人士。
And they are considered as people from high society.
但是在这里说啊，当施洗约翰啊在约旦河边。
And then over here.Here, John the Baptist, he was by the Jordan River.
有许多人来都要接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
And many people came and wanted to receive his baptism.
圣经在这里特别讲说，法利赛人跟撒都该人也来了。
And then here recorded that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees were also there.
这些撒都该人是跟他同一个。社会阶层一起出来的。
So the Sadducees, they were in the same social sect as John the Baptist.
法利赛人也是高高在上，在当地有权有势的。
And then for the Pharisees, they were also very powerful people at the time.
当他们来到约翰这里
，And when they came to John the Baptist,
约翰却没有对他们说什么好听的话。
John the Baptist did not say something nice to them.
约翰对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁叫你来这里呀？”
Rather, he said, brood of vipers who asked you to come here.
听到这里啊，听到这里你会吓一跳啊。
So then, people must be very shocked when they heard this.
你可以想象我们今天有慕道者来，这是你对他讲的第一句话吗？
Can you imagine today, we have a truth seeker coming to church, and this is the first thing that you say to him.
我们都是对慕道者稀少嘛，稀奇动物哦。慕道者又客气啊，你要做什么？你要怎么样？我帮你拿这个，我帮你做那个。我们都是很重视慕道朋友啊。
And because we don't have that many truth seekers to begin with, so when they come, we welcome them and we ask them, oh, what do you need? Do you need this or that?
但是施洗约翰跟他们说，毒蛇的种类啊，谁叫你过来这里啊？
But then John the Baptist here said to them, brood of vipers, who warned you to come here?
说有这种宣道的方式啊，把大家都吓坏了。
So he used this way to evangelize, and it must shocked many.
当然我们今天不会这样子做。
But of course today, this is not the way we to go.
而约翰这样做是有他的原因的。
But at the time, John the Baptist, he said this with a reason.
因为约翰太了解这些人了。
It's because John the Baptist, John, he truly understands these people.
他们都是习惯高高在上，被人所尊重崇拜的。
And this group of people, they were used to being honored and respected by people.
而抱着这种自高自大的心，是永远不可能看见神的道路。
And but if they continue to have this pride in their heart, then they will never see the way of God.
所以约翰并没有因为他们的身份跟地位，所以就对他们卑躬屈膝。或者是好言好语的。
So, John Baptist did not ingratiate them or respect them because they are from high society.
对约翰来讲，这些法利赛人、撒都该人跟其他的百姓没有什么相差。
And in the for John, these Pharisees and Sadducees, they are no different than all the other people.
甚至在他的眼中，这些法利赛人、撒都该人更加的糟糕。
And maybe from his perspective, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were even more terrible than other people.
所以在约翰的侍奉当中，他不会因为一个人的身份、地位、财富、学历来改变对那个人的态度。
So John the Baptist, while he was serving, he did not change his attitude because of that person's wealth status or education level.
并没有把某些人特别高高举起，对某些人就轻视不理。
And he did not especially elevate a group while despise another group of people.
这也是另外一件我们在侍奉当中要学习的地方。
And this is also something we have to learn when it comes to servitude.
所谓社会上阶层的不同。
Sometimes because of the different status in society.
或者是在社会上财富累积的不同。
Or some people might be more wealthy than others.
其实在神的眼中都没有什么意义的。
But from the sight of God, these doesn't mean anything.
你有一万跟你有一亿对神来讲是没有任何意义的。
That a person owns 10,000 while another owns million, but in the sight of God, they doesn't mean anything.
因为神不在乎你拥有多少。
Because God doesn't care how much you possess.
神只在乎你离他多近。
But what God cares is how close you are to him.
所以在这里约翰的侍奉让你我做一个思考跟学习啊。
So from here you can learn from the servitude of John the Baptist.
今天早上我到奇诺教会新买的会堂那边去。
And this morning, I went to the new chapel, purchased by Chino Church.
因为他们要做一些整修的工作，所以我特别去给他们，特别过去那边看一下。
And because now they're about to start their remodeling, and I want to go there and see what's going on.
教会整修的第一步啊。
So when it comes to the first step of remodeling a church,
就是把讲台砍成把讲台切掉一半。
And first step, you have to reduce the length of the pulpit.
因为他们现在那个教会的讲台非常非常的大。
Because right now, the pulpit in the chapel was very big.
为什么要做这么大呢？
Why did they made it so big in the
first place? 不但高而且大，哇，非常大的一个讲台啊。
It's not only high up, it's also a very big pulpit.
这个讲桌倒是没有很大，讲台非常大。
The table itself is not that wide, but then the whole pulpit is very big.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为人家后面还要坐几个有权有势的人啊。
Because usually behind the pulpit, they have to sit, there will be some people of authority sitting behind.
他们在讲台后面还有好几个椅子啊。
So behind the pulpit, they have couple chairs.
是那个尊位要给那个有权有势的人来做啊。
So those who have a power authority, they will be sitting up on the pulpit.
在真耶稣教会里面，我们不需要这些东西。
But in True Jesus Church, we don't need those things.
所以椅子拿掉。
So first we remove the chairs.
讲台往后缩。
And then we push the pulpit to the back.
然后前面就留出了祷告的空间。
So that in the front now there's a place for prayer.
这个是真耶稣教会的精神。
And then this is the spirit of True Jesus Church.
也是从圣经当中给你我做的一个教导。
And this is also a teaching from the Bible.
所以啊，在这里虽然约翰对他们话说得很重。
So even though John spoke some harsh word to them.
但是约翰并不是要把他们赶走啊。
But it's not his intention to cast them out.
因为约翰知道非常清楚。
Because he knew clearly.
当这句话他说出来了。
When he say something like this.
毒蛇的种类谁叫你来这里？
The brood of fibers who ask you to come here.
只有两种结果啊。
There will be two conclusions.
一种就是啊，脸面上受不了，转身就离开。
The first one is that some people couldn't take it. It's too embarrassing for them, so then they left.
一种就是谦卑下来，要听听你约翰为什么这样骂我。
And another conclusion maybe then they might humble themselves and then they will ask John why do you say something like this?
那留下来的那些人就有得救的机会了。
And those who decided to stay, then they have the opportunity to be saved.
因为他们高傲，太习惯自己的高傲了。
And because many of them, they were so used to being prideful.
而如果不除掉这个心中的骄傲，是没有办法得到救恩的。
And unless he can get rid of the pride of their in their life, otherwise they cannot receive salvation.
所以约翰这里就告诉他们啊。
So that's why here John said to them.
他说谁叫你们来？
Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
可是约翰又继续一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
And then he continued.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为约翰是希望他们能够得救的。
Because it's also John's intention for them to be saved.
如果约翰讨厌他们要赶他们走啊，讲完那个毒蛇的种类就不讲了，不理你了。
If John really want to cast them out and didn't want them to be saved, then he would just say brood of vipers and stop there.
严严的责备是要他们能够谦卑下来。
He rebuked them sternly because he wanted them to have this heart of humility.
谦卑下来才能够去思考 约翰下来要讲的话。
Because it's when you have humility, then you can start reflect the message that he delivered.
约翰对他们说了什么呢
？So later, what did John say to them?
第八节啊
，verse eight.
他说：“你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。”
Therefore,
第九节
，verse nine.
不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能够从这些石头为亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。在这里，约翰告诉他们两件事啊。
So here, John told them two things.
告诉他们说，你们要悔改结果。
The first is you bear fruit worthy of repentance.
第二个告诉他们说，你们不要以亚伯拉罕为夸口为依靠。
And the second thing was that you should not boast about Abraham and deem him as your reliance.
所以这两件事情是约翰给他们的警告。
So these, John said these two things to warn them.
也是今天给我们所有弟兄姐妹的一个提醒。
And today, these two things are also a reminder for us.
我们常常讲悔改。
We often talk about repentance.
不管什么活动、什么讲习会、祷告会，就是讲悔改、讲悔改。
And whether it's in seminars or prayer session, we often mention about repentance.
其实我个人认为啊，常常在谈悔改是有问题的。
And but for me, I think if we keep on talking about repentance, then that means there is a problem.
当然讲习会谈悔改是正常。
Of course, it is quite natural for us to talk about repentance.
但是我们个人信徒的祷告生活如果常常停留在悔改，那个是有问题的。
But then for our daily prayer as a member, if we always talk about repentance, then that means we have a problem.
每次你来就是悔改，你来就是悔改，你来就是悔改，这是有问题的。
Every time when you come and you have to repent, and then you have to repent, then that means there's a problem.
可能就是因为常常悔，从不改啊。
And maybe it's because you always regret, but you never change.
所以啊，悔改变成一种形式，一种习惯而已。
So then repentance becomes this habit.
圣经讲悔改，那就来悔吧。
That since the Bible tells me to repent, then I might as well do it.
传道叫悔改，那就来悔吧。
And since the preacher keep on asking me to repent, then
但是啊、
I guess I will do it.
有祷告起来，走出去之后，又回到过去的生活里面。
But then after you pray and then you stand up and you walk out, you go back to your old life.
到最后，这种悔改只是一种形式上的自我欺骗而已。
And later on, this form of repentance just it becomes a way of doing, and then it's just a formality.
所以在这里，约翰特别跟他们讲说，你们要悔改，要结出果子来呀。
And that's why here Paul, John, he especially said that bear fruits worthy of repentance.
悔改是对自己内心深处的一个仔细的思考。
When you are repenting, you are truly thinking about.You're truly reflecting and examining yourself.
结果是知道问题之后有去面对处理问题的勇气。
And then when you are able to bear fruit, that's when you have this courage to know your fault and also change.
千万不要让悔改成为一种逃避自身责任的一种借口而已。
But then we shouldn't use repentance as an excuse to avoid responsibility.
你跟别人起了冲突。
For instance, you quarrel with someone.
你做了一些错事，你知道。
You did something wrong, and you know it.
你说了一些不该说的话，你很后悔。
You said something that you ought not to say, and now you're regretting it.
你深深伤害了别人。
And then you truly hurt someone.
是啦，你知道啦，你难过啦，你后悔的啦。
Yes, you're sad, and you know you did wrong, and now you're regretting.
可是你不想去面对这个问题啊。
But then you don't want to face this problem.
好面子啊。
And because you want to save your face.
不喜欢道歉。
You don't want to apologize.
就跑去祷告，跑去祷告。
And then, so you decide to just go pray.
哇，祷告啊！哎呀，主啊，我错了，我错了，我错了。
And you pray, and in your prayer, you say, "Oh Lord, I did something wrong."
主啊，主啊，下次不敢了，下次不敢了。
And Lord, I will dare not to do it again.
然后呢？
And then what happened?
祷告完起来说我没事了，我已经祷告过了。
And after you step up from prayer, and then you said, "Okay, since I pray, then the problem solved."
我已经悔改完了，我跟主耶稣讲完了。
Since I already repented, I already said what I need to say to Lord Jesus.
很多时候我们就只有停留在这一步而已啊。
And then very often we stop there.
甚至有人说，哎，你怎么没有去主？哎，我已经祷告过，我悔改完了。So, 主耶稣都没说话，你说什么话
？So when some people ask you, "Oh, why you didn't solve that problem?" and you respond, "Well, I already repented, Lord Jesus. Since Lord Jesus didn't say anything to me, who are you to say?" Something to me.
到最后，悔改的祷告成为一种逃避自身责任的借口而已。
So then you use this repentance as an excuse to avoid the responsibility that you should face.
悔改而没有改变的行为。
Even though you repent, but you did not bear fruits of repentance.
悔改没有去面对你所制造问题的勇气。
That you repent, yet you did not have this courage to face the problem.
常常到最后，这种悔改只是悔改给自己心安的。
So then, this kind of repentance is a form of a repentance to deceive your conscience.
我们来看约翰，我们看约书亚记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
我们来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的第八约书亚记的第七章哦。
The book of Joshua, chapter 7.
约书亚记第七章
Joshua chapter 7,
第六节
verse 6,
约书亚记的七章六节
chapter 7, verse 6,
约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在神的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。第七
7,
约书亚说，哀哉，主神啊，你为什么领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人手中呢？我们看第十节啊。
Go to verse 10.
神吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？”好，所以这一段是我们很熟悉的故事。
And we are familiar with the story.
但是你如果仔细再看啊
，But if you read it carefully,
你会发觉说，在这里发生了一件很可怕的事情啊。
And then you realize that something horrible happened here.
就是约书亚从早到晚披麻蒙灰的祷告，神完全不垂听的，完全不垂听。
See that Joshua, he covered himself in dust and he prayed from day till night, but God still didn't listen to his prayer.
撕裂衣服非常痛苦，俯伏在地披麻蒙灰。
He tore his clothes, he fell to the earth on his face, and then he also put dust on his head.
如果是今天人来看啊,
so today, from the perspective of a man,
赶快把他扶起来,
you want him to stand up, carry him.
哇, 约书亚, 不用这样, 约书亚, 神一定听见你的祷告了, 你这么虔诚。
Say to him, Joshua, it's okay, you're so devout, for sure God already listened to your prayer.
神会与你同在, 神会帮助你的。
And God will be with you, and then God will help you.
好, 祷告了到晚上, 神出现了。
He prayed until night, and now God appeared to him.
神有没有跟他讲说, 约书亚, 你的虔诚感动了我。
Did God say to him that, oh, Joshua, your devoutness touched my heart.
神有没有说, 约书亚, 你的祷告上达天庭。
And Did God say to him, Joshua, that your prayer reached heaven?
第十节说，神对约书亚说：“起来，起来！”神叫他不要祷告了，不要祷告了。
But in verse 10, God said to him, "Get up."
有时候神会告诉你说：“不用 ，don't bother， 不要祷告了。”
Sometimes God will say to you, "Get up, don't bother to pray."
神没有称赞他的虔诚。
And God did not praise him of his zeal.
神也没有回应他的祈求。
And God also did not respond in his prayer.
甚至神跟他讲说：“不用祷告了，起来。”
God just said to him, "Don't pray, get up."
跟他讲说：“你干嘛这样？你干嘛俯伏在地呀？”
And then also ask, "Why do you lie thus?" On your face.
他说以色列人犯了罪，神跟他说哦。
And God said to him, Israel has sinned.
取违背了我的命令。
And they have transgressed my covenant.
取了当面的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈。
They have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived.
十二节说，你们成为被咒诅的。
And then verse 12 said, now you become the one that's cursed.
我们看十二节啊、哦。
Verse 12.
他说：“你们若不把当灭的物除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。”
And say, if you do not, destroy the accursed from among you, then I will no longer be with you.
所以祷告有祷告的时候。
So there is a time for prayer.
但是祷告完了要起来处理该处理的问题。
But after you finish your prayer, you have to get up and solve the problem that you're supposed to solve.
而不是躲在祷告的盾牌之后，觉得说我没事的，我没关系。
You shouldn't hide behind the shield of prayer and thinking to yourself that I'm okay now. It's everything's fine.
哦，所以约翰对这些法利赛人跟撒都盖人讲啊。
So John said to the Pharisees and Sadducees.
你们都来到这里。
And why you come here?
你们要来接受洗礼。
And then you have to come and be baptized.
你们希望走出一条不一样的道路。
If you want, it's your heart to lead a different life.
你们希望真正碰到永生的阶梯。
And then if you really want to touch.This letter for salvation.
那请你结出果子来，与悔改的心相称啊。
And then please bear fruits worthy of repentance.
悔改跟结果一定要连在一起的，一定要连在一起。
And it is a must to have a repentance connected with fruits.
没有果子的悔改只是一种自我的欺骗。
If your repentance did not bear any fruit, then it's just self-deceiving.
所以神赐给我们圣灵，是借着圣灵的能力，让我们有力量来改变自己。
So God granted the Holy Spirit. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can have the strength to transform ourselves.
借着祷告给我们勇气去处理我们所犯的错误。
So through prayer, we can have this courage to face the mistake that was made.
这个是真实的悔改。
Then that's a true repentance.
也是碰触到救恩的开端。
And that's also the beginning of a touching of experiencing the salvation.
所以约翰跟他们讲说要结果子。
So that's why John said to them, you have to bear fruits.
第二个告诉他们什么？
And then what's the second thing that he said?
他说不要说有亚伯拉罕做你们的祖宗啊。
And do not think that you have Abraham as your father.
以色列人啊，他们很喜欢夸口他们的祖先。
And for Israelites, they love to boast about their ancestors.
他们最喜欢讲三样啊。
They love to talk about three things.
他们喜欢讲亚伯拉罕。
They love to talk about Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕的血统才是神所拣选的百姓，不是吗？
Because it's out of the bloodline of Abraham, and that's the chosen people of God.
他们喜欢讲摩西。
And love to talk about Moses.
因为摩西是他们属灵的领袖。
Because Moses is their spiritual leader.
他所传下来的摩西律法，使他们与世界的其他的族群都有分别。
And it's through the Mosaic law that differentiate them from all the other nations.
他们喜欢讲圣殿啊。
They love to talk about the holy temple.
以色列人常讲，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿。
And Israelites, they love to say, we have the holy temple of God. We have the holy temple of God.
所以啊，这是他们常常夸耀的一些事情。
So these are the things that they love to boast about.
因为他们觉得说，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because they think that we are the descendants of Abraham.
蒙拣选的百姓。
And we are a chosen nation.
所以不管我们怎么做。
So it doesn't matter what we do.
神只爱我们。
God only love us.
不管我们怎么做，
and doesn't matter what we do,
我们都可以蒙恩得救。
That we will always be blessed and safe.
因为我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊。
And it's only because that we are the descendants of Abraham.
这里约翰跟他们讲说，才不是这样的。
But now John is saying to them, not so.
只有像亚伯拉罕一样有信心的，才是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That only those who have the same faith as Abraham, they are considered the descendants of Abraham.
主耶稣对，甚至主耶稣对这些犹太人说，你们的父是魔鬼啊。
Yeah, Lord Jesus even said to these Jews that your father is demon.
为什么？因为你的行为像魔鬼，那你的父就是魔鬼啦。
Why is that? It's because you have the action as a Satan. That's why your father is Satan.
所以啊，这里呀、啊，这里约翰警告他们。
So here, John is warning them.
也是提醒我们在座的每一位。
And it's also reminding each one of us here.
千万不要以我们的身份、我们的家庭、我们的祖宗来做信仰上的夸口。
That we should not boast about our status, our family background.
我们来看以西结书的第十四章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter
14. 以西结书的十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章的第十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因自己的义救自己的性命，这是主神说的，是十六节。虽有这三人在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生启示，他们连儿带女都不能得救，只能自己得救，那地仍然荒凉。在这里呢，以西结书的十四章里面
，And in Ezekiel chapter 14 here talks about，
他连续四次啊，一直讲到挪亚、但以理跟约伯。
For four times he mentioned about Noah, Daniel, and Job。
这三个人被称为旧约的三大义人。
And these three they are the righteous men in the Old Testament。
因为他们的生活、他们的行为以及他们的跟神的关系非常的亲密。
And because their life, their action, and also they have this very intimate relationship with God。
但是在这里啊，圣经却特别告诉我们
，But here Bible also emphasizes
说这三个人他们的义行可以救自己。
that these three righteous men, through their righteous deed, they can save themselves.
但是连儿带女都不能救啊。
But they would deliver neither sons nor daughters.
他们的义不能够救别人的。
That their righteous deed cannot save other people.
那他的儿女能不能得救呢？
How about their sons and daughters?
可以啊，只要你表现得跟爸爸一样好就可以啦。
Yes, they can also be saved, but they have to carry out this righteous deed as their father.
每个人如果像挪亚、但以理、约伯，那你也可以得救啊。
If everyone can be like Noah, Daniel, and Job, then they also can be saved.
但是每个人只能因你自己的义来救你自己啊。
But then for each one of us, we can only be saved through our own righteous deed.
所以我们不要夸口我们的父亲。我们的祖宗是谁？
So we shouldn't boast about who is our father or who is our ancestor.
你的爸爸是传道。
That your father is a pastor.
你的爷爷是长老。
That your grandfather is an elder.
你的阿祖是真耶稣教会第一个洗礼的。
That your great grandfather is the first member to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
感谢主啊，他们会得救啊，你不知道哎。
Thank God, they can be saved, but I don't know about you.
你要自己为你的永生来努力。
That you have to toil hard for your own salvation.
来为你自己的救恩来负责任的。
That you have to bear responsibility for your own salvation.
所以在这里说啊，你不要开口闭口就是我们有亚伯拉罕，我们有亚伯拉罕。
So here, mentioned that you shouldn't keep on saying that we have Abraham.
我在有一次啊，到一间教会啊。
And once I went to a church.
因为我很少去那边。
And because I rarely go there.
所以其实我跟那边的信徒不太熟啊。
So I don't really know the member there.
所以到那边呢，有一个信徒过来跟我握手。
So when I arrived there, one member come and shake hand with me.
跟我讲你好，你好，你好，欢迎，欢迎，欢迎。
Said hello and welcome.
谢谢，谢谢，谢谢啊。
And I say thank you.
结果他第一句话就跟我说，你知道我爸爸是谁吗？
And then the first thing the member said to me is that, do you know who is my father?
心想说我怎么知道你爸爸是谁啊？
And then I was wondering, how would I know who is your father?
我们就很客气说不知道啊，不知道啊。
So then out of politeness, I said, oh, I don't know.
跟人家说我爸爸是执事哦，是执事哦。
And then he said, my father is a deacon.
我都不知道怎么回答。
And then
他说好棒吗？
I didn't know how to respond to him because I don't know if I should say, he is so great.
所以这我印象很深啊。
So this left a deep impression in me.
几年之后啊，我又回到那个地方啊。
So after a couple years, I went back to the same church.
我想他已经忘记我了。
And I think he already forgot who I was.
又过来啊，欢迎欢迎欢迎啊。
So then he comes again and said, oh, welcome, welcome.
你知道我爸爸是谁啊？
And then he said, do you know who is my father?
我说我知道我知道。
And I said, I know, I know.
你爸爸是执事哦。
I said, I know, your father is a deacon, right?
对对对，我到现在还不知道他叫什么名字啊。
And he said, yes, yes, but until now, I still didn't know what is his name.
我只知道他爸爸是执事而已。
I only know that his father is a deacon.
听说他跟别人介绍的时候都是这样子的。
And then I heard from other people, that's how he introduced
对他来讲，他的信仰就是我的爸爸是执事。
So for him, for his faith, what's important is that my father is a deacon.
神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And our God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Isaac.
但是神是不是你的神呢？
But is God your God?
所以我们今天不要以这些外在的条件做夸口啊。
So today we shouldn't boast because of all these backgrounds and things.
其实我们如果再想深一点啊。
So let's think about it in a deeper level.
我们今天可能不会用我们的家人做夸口。
Today we might not boast about our family.
我爸爸是谁啊？我的家里谁是谁？我一个阿伯是什么？我们今天可能不会做这么没有水准的事情啊。
We shouldn't. We probably wouldn't just boast about who's my father, who's my uncle, and such things.
是，我们都知道不要以我们的家人或祖先祖宗的信仰成就。来夸口，我们都知道的。
And yes, we all know that we shouldn't boast about our family background or what our ancestor did.
很多时候我们夸口的不是人啊。
And but very often what we boast about is not people.
我们常夸口的是我过去所做过的事情啊。
What we often boast about is the things we've done before.
以色列人常讲说我们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕。
And Israelites, they often boast that my ancestor is Abraham.
我们今天要小心不要常常夸口就是我曾经做过什么圣功。
And today, what we have to be careful is that we shouldn't boast that, oh, before I used to do these and that holy works.
想当年我做过什么。
And then now think about it, before I did this and that.
想当年我奉献多少。
And then before I used to offer this much to church.
想当年哪一块地是我家捐的。
And then my family used to offer this land to church.
这些就是变成你的亚伯拉罕啊。
Because these things can become your Abraham.
你的信仰当中到最后夸口的不是你跟神的亲密关系。
So that toward the end, what you boast about is not this intimate relationship with God.
而到最后你所剩下的只是你自己在侍奉当中的丰功伟业而已啊。
And rather, and now what's left in your faith is the accomplishment that you've done before in holy works.
这就变成你的亚伯拉罕。
And then now these things becomes your Abraham.
所以在这里啊，在这里约翰对我们说啊。
So now John is talking to us.
他对我们说啊，我们要结出真正属灵生命改变的果子来。
Now you have to truly bear these spiritual fruits that you transformed.
而且更要建立起跟神直接亲密的关系才可以。
And also you have to establish this intimate relationship with God.
使你的信仰变成真实。
So that your faith is with substance.
使你跟神的关系变成是你自己的关系。
So now that you have this personal relationship with God.
神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，更是你的神。
Now God is not only the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, now God is also your God.
他说如果我们能够这样子结出真正的果实，
And he said if you can truly bear these fruits,
能够建立良好的属灵关系，
And then you can establish this good spirituality,
就能够在信仰的路上走得好，走得美了。
Then you can build this beautiful faith.
所以我们今天就用亚伯拉就用这个施洗约翰给他施洗约翰的提醒来做我们大家的勉励。
And so tonight, let's learn from these reminders from John the Baptist.
信仰的路是一个不断努力前进的过程。
And in this journey of faith, we have to continue to strive forward and improve.
但是在路上要常常停下脚步。
But then along the way, we also have to pause.
因为每一次的停下来就是重新反省自己的机会。
Because every time when we pause, and that's a chance to once again examine ourselves.
使你我看清楚，想明白，走得正确。
So that we can see clearly, we can think clearly, and then we can walk on the right path.
能够直奔到永生。
And then we can continue to run until eternity.
一起来唱诗。
And let's sing hymn together.
我们来唱诗166首。
Let's sing hymn 166.